And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the counseling service, coming with another podcast. And this is the last Sunday of the month. Can you believe it? Let's say a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day. We're thanking you that this is the last Sunday of the month. We thank you. We ask you, Father, to forgive us of our sins. We just ask you, Jesus Christ, to be with us in this upcoming week. We ask you, Father, go in nursing homes, hospitals, Father, with those all who need a touch and those who need you. We ask you, Father, that you bring them in. We're just thanking you, Jesus Christ, for the strength that you have given to us. For this is the day that you made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are thankful, and we are grateful to be able to see this day. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus Christ. Someone may be grieving on today. We ask your Father that you comfort them, that you touch them, that you give them a special touch. We're thanking you. We thank you, Jesus, for it all. We praise you. We lift you up. We glorify you. And we say thank you. For all things work together for the good of those who love you and those who are called according to your purpose. We thank you. And we say thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everyone is having a peaceful evening. And I tell you, I was actually supposed to do this podcast the beginning of the month as opposed to the end of the month, but I did it on the StreamYard and I didn't think about it anymore. But then, it kind of came to my mind again. You know, you have to do the podcast for the Spotify for podcasters. I'm still on Anchor, of course. But, you know, I had to think about it. So I said, okay, so I needed to do it. So today was the day I've chosen. Thank the Lord for it. Okay, let's get into the message. Now, this message here, first of all, it's entitled Making Resolutions. And I realize that, you know, a lot of people are going to disagree with it. That's fine. But I still wanted to talk about it because it's something that, you know, I've seen as a child. I've seen it growing up, but I still see it even on today. And I hear people make reference to it in making resolutions. Now, to be simple with resolutions and what they are, you know, I'll put it to you this way. And when I see them, what I see people doing is they have a goal they want to make. They have some type of accomplishment they want to do. It's something that they want to do. It has not happened as of yet. And they're making these moments of resolutions of what they're going to do. And so they make these resolutions and, you know, they want it to happen. And a lot of times you see it on the new year and in the new year, you see it. So with these resolutions that people make and, you know, when you come to the knowledge of the truth and you see that these resolutions that are made many times, I see that they don't happen. If you've seen my hand over here, I'd be making a zero, which means they don't happen. So, but somebody, you know, somebody may disagree with that and say, oh, well, you know, and I make a resolution or something, it happens. Oh, it happens just to the letter of it. Mm-hmm. I say again with resolutions, being a believer in Christ, we need to see the whole entire of a making of a resolution in a whole different light. Let's talk. The scripture that I'm going to refer to is Proverbs 16:3. Reads thus wise. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Now, with resolutions, and some such saying, resolutions that first of all, with any type of planning, any type of desire, they need be, should be, a commitment to the Lord. And that working of even in what you want to do or what you desire or accomplish still need be, should be, committed unto the Lord. Because he's the one that gets the accomplishment to happen. Yeah, how about that one? He gets the accomplishment to happen, even of the goal that you're making. If he's not part of the goal, flesh gonna be part of the goal, and flesh gonna mess up do all the time. It's gonna be like a roller coaster. It's gonna be a roller coaster. It's gonna go up. It's gonna go down, and it may never get to the stopping point. But it may be distracted. It may just fall apart and all. Well, that's what happens when the Lord is not in the plan. So with New Year resolutions, when they come around, well, first of all, with resolutions, period, every day is a new day. Every day is different. And every day, as we wake up, as we pray, we ought to pray without ceasing as we wake up, that we are to pray with whatever it is that the course of the day or whatever you're doing that day, that goal that you make, that accomplishment, whatever it be, that is to be a commitment unto the Lord. And you're giving him that commitment because you're being obedient to the plan that he has for your life. You read Jeremiah 29:11, you read that. And he has the plan in his hand. So whatever you planned, and a lot of times we plan, we want a new car, we want a new house, we want a new something, something. That's what we want. That a lot of times when it don't happen, we get disappointed. A lot of times when it don't happen, we get mad. A lot of times when it don't happen, we pout. A lot of times when it don't happen, we whine. But when we think about it and we realize the plan that God has for us, that even in these resolutions that we make and these things that we say or we want to do for the new year coming, or that he needs give the permission. He needs to give the permission of those things that happen, that's coming. And especially when you see these things in the new year. Now, here we are in this new year. And guarantee you that all these resolutions that people made, betcha they don't happen. Betcha. Yeah, I said it. And betcha they don't happen because they're of self. They're of self. They're to glorify self. They're to glorify self. Well, of course, you know, the believer is going to, they're going to say, well, you know, it's to the Lord. But God knows the heart. He knows the heart already. So when it don't happen and we whine and we pout about it because it don't happen, well, God knew it was going to happen if it was going to happen in the first place. So why even make these resolutions? Just ask the Lord to help you get through the day, because some don't even get to see this time to even talk about a resolution and making one. And we need to be cautious of such, because if it's not in God's plan for you, as they say, it ain't happening. And his plans will be established. His plans will be established. His plans will come to pass. Now we can pray and we can ask, but God knows what you need. And some of us, as scripture tells us, on some things we ask amiss. Some things we don't know what we're asking for. We think we do. It's in our heart. We want it. Or it's a desire or something we want. But if the thing is going to get you in trouble, it's not going to happen. Because God know how you'll mess yourself up. And then, too, he'll allow some things to happen, teach you some lessons, too. Even in making these resolutions. So we need to think about this resolution thing that goes on in the beginning of the new year. And when we are bringing in, the new year, this is what we want. We want this, that, this, and that. And just leave it to the Lord. And just pray that you want the Lord's permission on what you do, whatever it be in that time, whatever it be in that new year. Lord, direct my path. Direct me in the new year coming in. Direct my path. But I see oftentimes people make these long lists, like a Christmas list. And half of these things don't even happen. Our thought process is oftentimes foggy with these kind of things. When we just need to give it over to Jesus. Just turn it over to him. Get his direction in what of the asking in these resolutions that we make. But, you know, like I always say, I try to say, you know, maybe come up with something different than resolutions and saying, oh, you know, resolutions, I'm going to make a resolution, or I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, because you don't know what you're going to do. Only God does. The resolutions that you make, lots of times, they're what we want. Yeah, there they are. A lot of times they're what we want. As I say, man, that's man's plan. And that needs to change. We need to see this resolution thing different. See it as just the thought, Lord, get me through the next day. We talk about a whole new year, and let's get us through the next day. And asking him. Proverbs 16:9 reads, thus wise a man's heart devises his way. And when we make these resolutions and stuff, it's we want it our way. But the Lord directed his steps. Every day, every single day, we should be asking that. Direct our steps. Order our steps. And when the new year comes in, ask the Lord to direct your step. Because he said that he will lead you and guide you into all the truth. He'll lead you and guide you into it. So, as I say, why even have a resolution in the first place? I never did understand why people do them. As I got older, came to Christ. But then when I was younger, you know, we all do them. Y'all, I'm quite sure many did them. Maybe many stopped. Maybe still do. But think about it. Think about it. And it needs be steered to God's plan, to what he has for your life. Because without his direction, without his guidance, you can believe it's going to be a failed plan. Jesus Christ being the way, the truth, and the life. He has all of that wrapped up in his hands for what's going to be for the next day of your life. Not just of January of every 365. It's every day. It's every month that comes in that he gets the praise and the glory and the honor. So I say to somebody on today that you probably even started these resolutions because we're still in the month of January, that you rethink that course, that you rethink that course of what you made in terms of a resolution, and just asking God to help you get through the next day, help you get through the next situation, because many don't even see these resolutions. And I know with resolutions as well, I know there's another name that people use. I think it's called affirmations, as well as declarations. I hear those. Same thing. But we need to caution them, making sure that God's approval is in them. And if we do so, getting his approval, that's what you want. So on today, I say to you, with resolutions, find another name if I say, but if you think you're going to stick to the resolution part, make sure God is in it. Make sure. Can't do it without him. But he knows the plan for you and your life. And remember, that expected end, that's what you want. So you be blessed. And remember, think about those resolutions. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.